The United States faces another volatile situation in Afghanistan, where a suicide bomber struck this weekend. 5 people are dead, and 4 of them are German peacekeepers who were guarding the streets of Kabul. The U.S. is depending on its allies to help maintain order in Afghanistan, and today the German defense minister says his country's military will remain in the country. NPR's Emily Harris is in Berlin. Emily, this story has really gotten relatively little attention in the United States. I wonder what the response has been in Germany.
Yeah, it's obviously quite a big story here. It's on the front page of several of the newspapers. These were the first peacekeepers in Afghanistan who died in an attack. There have been more than a dozen deaths by peacekeepers, but all in accidents so far. So this is something that's really hit Germany quite directly and quite hard. One of the more poignant parts of this is that the busload of peacekeepers was heading to the airport in Kabul when the attack happened. Some of the soldiers had finished their tour of duty in Afghanistan and were heading home. Others were leaving for a vacation. And so this is particularly poignant because of that particular circumstance of they were all about to leave.
And just to remind people how it all fits together in Afghanistan, the United States sent combat troops there but did not want to do the peacekeeping. It has asked other countries to do so, and Germany is one of the countries that have stepped up.
That's right. Right now, Germany and the Netherlands are the lead nations in a international peacekeeping force that has a UN mandate there. They're scheduled to stay as the lead nations until later this summer when NATO actually will take over. It's thought that NATO's taking the lead may provide some greater continuity to the mission because at least the management of the mission, the leadership of the mission will stay the same even as countries send their troops in and out. But what the attack yesterday signaled is that the situation NATO is going to face is certainly, as the defense minister here in Germany put it, it's neither safe nor stable in Afghanistan, and it's unlikely to be that way when NATO takes over.
Emily, this is a situation where German soldiers have taken on a mission that the United States explicitly said it did not want to do, peacekeeping on the streets of Kabul. Now you have a situation where German soldiers have been killed. Germany and the United States have not been getting along at all recently because of their dispute over Iraq. And I wonder if there's any resentment in Germany over being given this mission.
Different levels of society would have different responses to that. Officially, the government finds it very important to provide international peacekeepers. They think that's a very important role for Germany to have. They feel that providing international peacekeepers gives them some stature and some importance in the world. And they're very, of course, sensitive of never getting involved, being the aggressor in a fight. So peacekeeping is the main focus militarily. And so from the government, this kind of setback is not going to stop that. And the differences over Iraq were acknowledged, but all the time Germany kept saying, we're still friends, bottom line, and officially there would be no grudge against America. The strong anti-war feelings that an anti-American-led war feelings that were revealed in Germany during the Iraq War go beyond just the war in Iraq and to some real concerns among people in Germany about America's plans for the world and whether they will always find a military solution. And there are certainly some fears among German people that German peacekeepers will wind up picking up the pieces after American-led wars. And as more German soldiers die in peacekeeping missions, those questions become more and more stark.
NPR's Emily Harris is in Berlin. Emily, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.